The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by Emerson. Whatever the demand, whatever the challenge, with Emerson, you can consider it solved. This is Dave Ross. It's been a strange year already on so many levels, and now we must report to you that on the grounds that it is consistently among the 25 most depressing songs ever written, Foley's Pub and Restaurant in Manhattan will prohibit any patron from singing Danny Boy for the rest of the month. And while you try to get your mind around that, here's a word from Charlie.
Oh, Danny Boy.
See, I always liked this song. Sure, it's depressing, but what do you expect with carbon dioxide levels as high as they are? Oh no, Sean Clancy at Foley's Pub has had enough.
Initially, what prompted the ban was 12 years spent bartending and being subjected to what is a beautiful Irish song being butchered over and over and over again.
Come on, this is America. Butchering songs is what we do.
Don't you want a boyfriend that's freak like me?
But it's his bar, so he's decided to motivate his patrons to widen their musical horizons.
We're giving a free pint of Guinness to anybody who'll sing a different traditional Irish song.
Well, that shouldn't be too hard to find. All you have to do these days is go online and type Irish into the search box, and let's try it. Here we go. Here's a group called The Wolf Tone.
And you never beat the Irish, no matter what you do.
That could all by itself make soccer popular in America. Oh, here you go. Some Irish techno. Oh, and I do like this one.
Ireland, I am coming home. I can see rolling fields of green.
See, that's exactly how I feel after a shower with that Irish bath soap.
It's a bit of fun, and it's a chance to let people know that there's more to Ireland than the Lucky Charms and Danny Boy.
I'll raise a pint to that. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Thursday, March 6, 2008.